7.9.
Hey, what's up now? Hey,
brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop it. Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
And Jarmin Leitner. Good morning, Jacksonville, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We thank you for tuning in this morning. This is a wonderful day. And again, I am Jarmin Leitner, your co-host, president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. And joining us in the studio is Dr. Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League. And joining us on the line is Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville and Anchor Global Business Consultant. All right. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Jarmin. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Jacksonville and Duval. Hey, Steve, how are you doing? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
And always good to be heard again. And hopefully, God willing, I'll be in the studio next Saturday.
All right. Yay.
Promise. Hey,
he said he can't promise.
Promise is kept, right?
Yeah. Hey, look, we'll just see how it rolls.
No promises.
A little wiggle room.
But, good. We do plan to be back in Florida and doing some wonderful things, picking up where we left off from it. You know, it's going to be a good deal. You know, as you guys know and the listeners might know, you know, my business calls for me to travel a lot, and we just picked up another new client, and that probably means that we're going to be traveling even more.
Ooh, but, that means you're going to have more money for contributions, right?
Well, small business lending,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, small business lending.
Yes, it does. As God blesses us, we bless everybody else.
All right.
You know, that's part of the deal, Doc and Jarmin. And, you know, it's good to be in a situation starting the year out right with some positive things happening. And there's a lot of positive things going on in the United States today. And in Jacksonville, there's quite a few things going on, as I understand. It'll be good to get back and start dealing with some of those things. But, I see the government is still shut down. I think we talked a little bit about this off the air, and this is the longest shutdown ever. And I understand from the news today that President Trump is going to make a major announcement concerning the shutdown later this morning. So it'll be interesting to hear and see, hear what he has to say and what the what he's going to do to assist some of the folks that are involved in the shutdown, and you know, those who are starting to miss checks. And man, it's the list of people being affected by the shutdown continues to grow every day. Yes. Including his own Secret Service staff that aren't being paid right now. So he's supposed to schedule to make a huge, as he likes to say, announcement this morning, and I'm looking forward to finding out what that announcement is and when he's going to allow these people to go back to work and start earning paychecks. Yes. I know that I'm going on and on here, but I wanted to take care of all of this about the shutdown.
I have a suggestion on the shutdown. We could.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we could get the Russians to give us a loan.
Do we want more loans? We don't need more debt. There are some.
Hey, we need some.
Well, if we're going to have to build a wall, then we can get Russia to help with the paychecks, right?
Yeah, that'll be just like the Mexicans, Mexico helping with build a wall, Doc.
Well, there
we're still
are.
Waiting on, that, we're still waiting on that check. It's almost like the one that Dr. King talked about in his speech. You know, we were issued a check, but then it returned no.
Insufficient funds. Insufficient funds. Yeah. Well, speaking of Martin Luther King, you had something?
Yeah, well, it was noted in the newspaper that there are some grants. So they're available through the city, for the Jacksonville City Council, for those who have been furloughed, the unpaid federal workers, for to cover their food and housing and utility expenses. So if you fit in that category and you live in Jacksonville, you can apply and be potentially awarded a small grant to assist those basic needs while we're waiting for the shutdown to be lifted.
So, John, this is a grant, not a loan?
This is a grant, yes. So this is not money that has to be repaid.
How much money is in that fund?
$500,000 is the large pot of money. So okay. That's going to be...
Well, it's amazing how quickly we can come up with $500,000 to help these situations. But we're still, you know, when we're trying to address our crime situation, we came up with $10,000 grants that had to be applied for an RFP. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, it hopefully this grant will benefit some of the families who are dealing with this crisis situation. So, Dr. Yeah,
well, I'm sure it will.
Listen up. There is some good news. Larry, you missed a great breakfast on yesterday. We had our very own Pastor Terry as our master of ceremonies on yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and we had a live stream here at the 107.9. Mm-hmm. We want to... you know, thank you for working with Mr. Hoot to get that coordinated for us. That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about a real partnership with our organizations and this radio station, and we shouldn't take it for granted. So thank you very much, and thank you, Pastor Terry. Mm-hmm. You helped make a great breakfast even greater. Speaking to the breakfast, somewhat disappointed. The news media projected this as dueling breakfasts.
Yeah, what was that all about?
As if it was controversial.
If it wasn't divisiveness already, uh-huh. You know, that's the Daily Rag there just really made it even worse. I mean, you know. It wasn't as I think, and I wasn't there, so I can't speak. But I know, as in talking to you and others that were involved, that was not the intention to be a dueling event. It was centered on the fact that you know, you had different priorities and different goals as far as what your breakfast was dealing with.
Right, and of course. We had two breakfasts. We had the one over the mayor's breakfast at the Prime Osborne Convention Center, and they talked about that speaker talked about the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, let's continue to pursue happiness. And of course, we view that breakfast pretty much as a corporate Martin Luther King breakfast, which is fine. I mean. If that's what you're interested in, we had really what we would call a spiritual Martin Luther King breakfast for the community. Mm-hmm. I think that we're, you know, our community is suffering from so many negative things that we really need some uplifting. That's why it was so great to have Reverend Terry and all and the other ministers involved in this particular breakfast, and we had a great speaker. I tell you, Dr. Frederick Haynes out of Dallas, Texas, I mean, you're talking about pulling it. I mean, he had us all standing on our feet. I mean, he's just a charismatic, dynamic bring it to you and tell it like it is. And I tell you, you know, once you leave, once we left, we were just motivated to go out and continue to do good deeds and to continue to help uplift these communities that are suffering, these communities that are not receiving the resources that they should in order for people to have a decent quality of life. And so that's what it's about. It's not about any competition against the mayor or anyone else in this city. It's about, in our case, the major civil rights organizations with over 250 years of experience and work as it relates to advocacy and trying to make America a country for all rather than for a select few. That's what it was all about. So we're after the break, we'll talk more, and we're going to, for those our listeners, if you want to call in and be a part of this conversation, 296-2251. 296-2251. Gentlemen.
Yes, and then there's a parade on Monday. Correct?
Well, there's a parade on Monday, but we have a breakfast this morning.
Another breakfast.
Well, we don't have enough. We should have breakfasts, lunches, dinners. We should really honor the work of Martin Luther King. Okay.
And we should also take heed to honor the real work of Dr. King.
The real work
about the dreaming, because anybody can dream, but Dr. King was more about economic parity and for everybody and not just the few. And that's those are things that get lost in the translation of Dr. King's speeches. It wasn't about pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, as a lot of people want to start misquoting and misinforming about Dr. King's speeches. It was about, helping the poor people get to a level where they had equitable jobs and leveling the playing field for everybody.
Right, and we need to continue the education and the history of Dr. Martin Luther King, because we have some students who just they don't even know who Martin Luther King is. They just know they're off on Monday. They don't even know the holiday. So it's getting lost in the school system. It's not being taught. They don't know who he is. Elementary, even on up, some high schoolers don't know.
And it's more disheartening that we're not teaching our own kids. And that's where we need to start in our own households and families and schools and churches and
Larry,
anyways.
Hold on, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the dialogue this morning. I do have a question. It's actually part of a statement, and I'd like to share. First of all, just a statement of gratitude that the number of breakfasts, I think, become a sidebar to the importance of having as many opportunities to share the significance of Dr. Martin Luther King's efforts, and then also it gives those persons who may be oblivious to the plight and struggle at least some opportunity to acknowledge or to be educated by having a multiple number of breakfasts. But my question, and maybe it's already been answered in the commentary, but my question is, has our schools and the young people in our schools have any efforts, or will any efforts be made to make those breakfasts, or at least the opportunities for the young people to come to those breakfasts and to be included? And maybe that is the case, but I know we've centered most of the breakfasts around one Seminole singular speaker. What do you think about including more of those young people
and highlighting
them and rewarding them somehow through these events?
Is that
something that should be done?
Yes, you're Pastor Walden, right?
Walters.
Walters. Yeah, thank you for calling in. Let me take a quick crack at that. We, I believe both breakfasts had students there. I know at our breakfast, the civil rights breakfasts, we had young students from a couple schools. I'm trying to think. But we did. You're absolutely correct. It's not about us. It's about young people. And of course, at the Urban League, we have our young professionals that that are working with us and that work with us in the breakfast. And we did highlight, the school over at Matthew Gibbert. The principal and assistant principal brought students with them. We acknowledged them. We had a couple young people to bring greetings. And so, yeah, you're absolutely correct. We need to find more ways to engage our youth. And, you know, after this break, we'll talk more about that. Okay.
And also a partnership with the Duval County School System. But thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. Thank you. All right, Dr. Danford. So you mentioned that the breakfast kind of highlighted the pursuit of happiness, and we definitely have to do that. And as long as we keep Christ at the center of our lives, we will be happy. So we are going to take a music break, and this is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
I know you said you'd never leave me. I know you said that you would never leave me lonely. But everybody is out doing their own thing, and I'm all alone staring at the wall saying, I still feel so lonely, so lonely.
Hey, I was matching sex with maniacs, heaters in the Cadillac, angry at the world, screaming, mama, where my daddy at? Hands on the mini-man, brother yelling, give it back. Before I ever knew that God could bring a sinner back. Before I read the Bible, man, I learned about survival. I was living in denial, feeling just facing trials. I was listening to lies that the enemy was feeding me. Everything the world ever showed me was deceiving me. Glory to the King, I thank Jesus now for freeing me. Cause even from the jump, it was something that he seen in me. First he changed my attitude, then he changed the scenery. Holy Ghost filled, it's just peace that's completing me. Immediately, repeatedly, the enemy was grieving me. Now I got the word of God, Satan ain't defeating me. Dignity, humility, treat people with decency. He who came to be with me will let my soul rest peacefully.
I know you said you'd not believe me. I know you said that you would never leave me lonely. But everybody is out doing the wrong thing, and I'm all alone staring at the wall saying, I still feel so lonely.
Had a convo with God, I just thought that I should mention it. Yeah, we talk all the time, but this time it felt different. Cause I just spoke my mind, no need to get too intimate. God, please answer me why I hurt inside, your love is infinite. He told me, listen, yeah, you pray, but you don't read enough. And the only time you pray is when you're scared and you're in need of stuff. Look, I'm asking for all of you, not some of you, but all of you. Cause I got so much work for you to do, that's why I'm calling you. Moment of conviction, immediate redemption. Now I declare that I won't take no steps unless I'm with them. I can't do it by myself. That only led me to destruction. Fits of rage every day, followed by alcohol consumption. My mind was in a bad place, yeah, I must say. But if you want that inner peace, just obey and let him lead you. Cause he'll never deceive you. I gave it all to God, no more evil. This is what he said.
Cause you haven't gave your mind to me completely. Cause you still haven't surrendered your whole life to me. But everybody is out doing their own thing, and you're all alone. You should be on your knees.
All right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. Christ is our greatest empowerment. So we thank you for tuning in. And we wanted to just kind of go back into a little bit about what we were talking about before the break, Dr. Danford.
Well, sorry about the song.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the song did kind of.
That's a nice song. It was kind of scratchy.
If it did come through the airwaves kind of scratchy, we apologize for that. All right, Larry.
And I'm still hearing it. So there we go. Thank you.
That's a time relay since you're so far away.
Yeah, I'm not that far away. Goodness gracious. All right, Steve, get on job over there. Okay, yeah. And you know, just going back to the last caller before we went on break, you know, I think that one of the things in the civil rights organizations tried to address some of that by, you know, doing live streams. We hope and pray that some of the schools and teachers were able to provide that live stream in their classes. It would have been a great teaching tool and making it, you know, the fact that they, the civil rights organizations, Breakfast, thought enough about the rest of the community to stream it live so that we could have an opportunity to, you know, hear what was being said. And as I understand, it was a very powerful message. And those are the types of things that technology brings and you know, the opportunity to reach the younger people through the means and devices that they use on a regular basis, instead of playing Madden football or something, they had an opportunity to hear some history. And I think those are the things that we need to continue to make available to our young people and to others. You know, the caller mentioned, you know, getting young people involved. You know, it's incumbent upon each of us to make that happen, not just the few. So that's my little 10-cent worth, and I can take the quarter change.
Okay, so we also see just locally that Duval County Schools makes a shift in some of their district leadership. There's a new deputy superintendent, a new chief officer who's next to Dr. Diana Green.
Person is that who's up under, what is that, a chief operating officer or something?
No, that's the deputy superintendent, isn't it?
Yes, that's what deputy superintendent. That's the title of the position. So they have another position that will assist with the students in the district. So they're growing and doing great things.
I wonder, did that go out for bid, RFP? I'm just saying.
Come on, Larry.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's a personal decision, really, a deputy. Yeah, I would think that superintendent would select a deputy.
Well, that's somebody that definitely needs to be vetted before they are in that position. So,
absolutely, because we have so many of those folks that come through there who aren't vetted, and we wind up with missing $30 million. But I'm sure.
Oh, goodness gracious. Wow. Boy, where did that come from?
Well, we continue. We continue with the shutdown. We're going to be missing more money.
Yeah.
It came from the last superintendent, but everybody knows public record. That's not anything new.
Well, you know, Larry, come on, let's talk about some homicides.
Oh, goodness.
you thought you had gotten away, right? No.
as I'm finding out now, all over America, especially in Duval County, we can't get away from homicides.
Can't get away. So what are we going to do now? We've... as it relates to homicides, we've given the sheriff everything that he's asked for. You know, the 180
and more.
Wait a minute, the what is it? 180 police officers. We've got the shot.
Yes.
We got all this new technology, and we built a new command center, and they, you know, we have everybody riding around in a new Ford Taurus, and I mean things are going. Yeah. I mean, we're spending the money on crime now.
Yes, hey, sir. Yes,
I mean,
sir.
So we're stepping up in terms of that.
Doc, not to cut you off, but we're stepping up. We're spending a lot of investing. I won't say spending. We're investing a lot of money into our JSO, and crime continues to rise.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy, I guess, to measure crime prevention as it is locking them up. Okay, and that's basically what that's basically what you have in terms of the sheriff's office. They're about protecting and serving.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying too that the emphasis on locking them up seems to be a higher priority than prevention, and we'll, you know, again,
This has been almost 4 years now, and each year crime has continually risen.
So, yeah, well, you know, but I see where the governor, our new governor DeSantis, is saying that we need to move on and allow these people to have their medical marijuana cards so they can, you know, because many people have illnesses such that it's been proved to that marijuana is an effective choice. They have been reluctant here in the state to allow that, I guess. Once we start,
so they have not moved towards that. I see the shops around the city, so that they haven't moved towards.
Well, you have the shops. They're selling gummy bears and cookies and, you know, some other things. But still, is it legal? I don't know. But apparently, the governor is interested in moving on. They've got it tied up in court, and of course, 71% of people who voted for medical marijuana, and but I think what's happening is they're trying to figure out who's going to be set up to make the money off of it.
There you go, like in all the other
states. It's all about the money. You have to give them time to figure out who's going to get the contracts and all, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But
in the meantime, they have gummy bears and cookies out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll be sure to tell my children not to share those with anybody.
That's a different form. That's under the hemp and laws, those oils and candies and things.
Oh, you know a lot about that out there. Well, you're from California, right?
But you know, in California, Washington, Oregon, and Colorado, and also now in
Washington D.C.,
New Jersey, and other states that have legalized it for recreational use. And you're absolutely right, Doc. You hit the hammer on the nail with that one about the, you know, figuring out who's going, how the wealth is going to be distributed. In those states and where it's already legal, you know, there have been campaigns and news stories about, you know, on those certain corners where they used to, the hood guys used to sell marijuana. Now we have a legal cannabis stores, and those same young men that were out there got busted, sent to prison, still in prison. But now it's legal, and the our people that look like you and me and Jarman aren't participating in the wealth.
Well, you know, it's a couple of things. Of course, it's marijuana is still, you know, a drug that is not that is recognized by the federal government as illegal.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so,
and it's not marijuana; it's cannabis.
Cannabis.
Yes, it's the cannabis is illegal. And there's various forms of cannabis, including hemp, which is not illegal. It's legal, and that's how they make the oils.
Yeah, there are different forms of it. So you think that the hemp is the only form that is not illegal.
Okay, so that's right, because, you put the oil on your...
They have hemp bombs, they have hemp lotion.
You have arthritis and whatever, you can rub it on your joints.
Yeah.
Man, I'm hurting, all over here.
You need some hemp bombs.
I know what's wrong with my knee. Steve, I need some oil.
You need some hemp. You going over one of those shops.
I'm not talking about the oil that the pastor put on my forehead. I'm talking about that other.
No, you're not.
Talking about that oil. So I better be quiet. I'm going to church in the morning. You know, Pastor McKissick not going for that. So.
Oh well.
Yeah, but you know, they even have it in coffee. They make their own hemp coffee and everything now. So there's a lot of creative ways to deal with that. But at the end of the day, the medical marijuana is the first thing that the state introduced. Their constituents get used to and that form of cannabis, and then they come in and say, hey, we want to legalize this for recreational use so that, you know, we don't have to bust people for a joint. That's the jargon that goes on in these states that have, as they've gone through this process of approving it across the country. And the wait period between the medical and the recreational is usually a year or two. But when it finally breaks out, you know, the investors who are, buying the licenses and setting up the shop to grow the cannabis, the legal cannabis and the medical are people that are, you know, well financed, and now it becomes an industry where you're looking at the big tobacco companies and others that who are seeing their profits dwindle from, you know, yeah, the reduction of cigarette smoking, and so they're finding another way to replenish their cash flow.
Well, you know, the tobacco company bought the vape, VAPE. You see that word around?
Yes.
That's one
yes.
of those. So the tobacco companies now are putting billions of dollars into
Absolutely.
Vape, where you can, I guess you can smoke, I think it's invisible, right? You know, the kids
yes.
now are smoking these little things.
Yeah.
And they're sitting up high as a cake, and you can't smell it, and you don't see it. And so, I guess we have so many problems in this country. Everybody just need to get high.
Oh, gosh, no. Y'all met, though. We're going to look, disregard what Dr. Dinger just said.
I don't know. I'm saying, where are we headed in all this chaos? That's what our speaker says.
Getting high is not the answer.
Chaos.
All right, we're gonna take another music break. We need Christ. That's
yeah,
who we need.
We need the Lord.
Saturate us. Help us. All right. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
Saturate us. want your presence to fill this place with you, with the rain from the clouds of your love, and you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love.
Right, yes, glory to you, Lord. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Lightner in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford, and joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And we are talking about some of these new laws that have been introduced and that may have been passed, but I know that there's one that we just read about, Larry. The Florida lawmakers want to expand the needle exchange program, and Larry, well, can you talk a little bit about that?
Wait a minute. Wait. How we go from hemp to needles?
I was just about to say the same thing. We're
done with the hemp. We're done with the
hemp. We're done with the hemp.
And now we're going to needles and exchanging them, the exchange program. I can recall not very long ago, probably just last year and last few months. Let's say last year when Jacksonville City Council started, addressing the opioid problem there in the city, and it's grown tremendously in scope since its beginning, and it's amazing. When there was a crack epidemic in Jacksonville, we started putting people in prison. When the opioid epidemic arose, we started putting them in clinics. The logic escapes me, and I'm trying to wrap my head around this, because we're now finding ways to get clean needles to folks to continue their habits.
Is that what the exchange program is? Just for our listeners to know, it's to are there places where they can go and exchange the used needles for clean needles?
They go and get clean needles so that they don't get germs, hepatitis, or whatever.
HIV, any kind of viruses.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so my point is that it all depends on whose ox is being gored as to the remedy
for the challenge.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Larry, listen, I know we are off on this opioid stuff, but we need to say something about the election coming up, don't we? I mean, there's
absolutely.
Yes.
My
absolutely.
Goodness, this thing is boy, have you seen all the ads? Have you seen all the ads? My goodness.
Well, I haven't.
No, you haven't seen them, man. But
hey, Doc, I haven't seen the ads, but I heard the rhetoric.
You heard the rhetoric.
and some of it even goes back to the breakfast, the ML King breakfast. You know, there was another major article in the Daily Rag there in Jacksonville about the mayoral candidates going to different MLK breakfasts. You know, how much division can we get from the local newspaper there that continuously tries to divide our city?
Well, it happened to us, Larry, in that at the civil rights breakfasts, as they call it, over at the Lexington. You know, there was some concern about
Okay, that's okay. You said you were trying to think about what the concern was, but we'll get back to that, Larry.
I get caught up in the moment.
Well, you know, the concern and according to the Daily Rag while Lenny Curry was speaking at the Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast hosted by the city, his challenger, city council person, Anna Broche, was across downtown at a dueling MLK breakfast presented by civil rights organizations.
So this is the way it's presented.
Right.
It's presented
this is how it's written in the Daily Rag there in Jacksonville. So, it goes on to expound about council person Broche being a Republican and saying that she's a Republican just as is President Trump. I mean, you know, how much...
Not Trump.
Yeah, this is what it says, as is President Trump. He's a Republican, she's a Republican. That's what this article says in the Daily Rag.
Well, Curry's a Republican.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. It was they're trying to make something out of nothing there because Broche chose to go to the civil rights organization's breakfast, and Curry was on the other side of town, kumbaya, and with some of the other folks.
Kumbaya. Did they say we shall overcome?
Oh, of course. Hold hands. You know the whole nine yards. But let's not get distracted. We were talking about something else.
Oh, I know what I know. I know. We had the TV stations.
Okay.
Yeah, we had two of the TV stations that did not cover the civil rights organization's breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did cover the mayor's breakfast. Mm-hmm. I know Channel 4 came to our breakfast. The other two decided not to come. And I was wondering if they could not, if the mayor may have said something for them not to show up at ours because of all those ads they're running on those TV stations. But what I'm saying, I don't think is that I'm disappointed because they, you know, whenever there's something negative in our communities, the
absolutely.
Media is always
absolutely.
There. They're pouncing on it. You know, the cameras.
Yes.
They send all the staff needed. Now you telling me
right.
that at a major civil rights breakfast. Over at the Lexington Hotel, you don't have someone with the camera, and you don't respect the organizations enough that you would show up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
and so, that's a problem. That is a serious problem. We talk about the media being trusted, okay? So you only interview and you don't want to look at positive stuff.
Right.
It's all about who shot John and all the other negative stuff, all the chaos, as our speaker said, you know, all this chaos.
Well, like you said, Larry, we can't get distracted and focus on the chaos.
Yeah, when Larry gets back, we're going to see what's going on with this media thing, because we need coverage of our positive activities.
Well, we have some positive activity coming up in this next segment.
We
have our Entrepreneur Corner, and that's positive because we have an opportunity for our small business owners to call in and let the listeners and the community know about their services or their products. So you can call in at 296-2251. That's 296-2251, and that's in our next segment. We're going to take a music break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
We are back on Praise 107.9. This is the Empowerment Hour, and I'm Jarmin Leitner in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford, and joining us on the line is Larry Williams, and we've been having some fun this morning, I would say, wouldn't you, Dr. Danford?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Speaking truth to power.
There we go. And this is the Entrepreneur Corner. Listeners, feel free to call in 296-2251. Let them know about your businesses and let our listeners know so that they can support you. You know, one of the whole purpose behind this Entrepreneur's Corner is to give and our audience and an opportunity to our small businesses to promote your business activity if you have events. I know this is a big weekend and across the country. A lot of celebrations are going on. Centered around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and holiday, and we need to start making sure that we're participating in positive ways and not just using Monday as a day off, but a day on to do some positive things in our community and make a difference in trying to create the economic opportunities that Dr. King envisioned, 50 years or so ago, about where he was trying to lead African Americans and other people of color and the poor people. So it's a great deal. It's a great opportunity to participate. And again, this is part of the implementation of the dream economic equity.
Yeah, we've got to mention the fact that they're going to implode City Hall Not the one. Not the one where the mayor is currently.
All right. Okay. I was about to say that might not be a bad idea.
The one next to the Confederate statue. We're not talking about that one. We're talking about the old City Hall. They use Martin Luther King weekend to blow it up. So you shouldn't go downtown at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Because that's when it's going to happen. They're going to blow it up. And, of course, I go to church downtown at 8 o'clock.
That's going to affect a lot of churches. They would do it on Sunday morning when most of us are going to church, right?
Yeah, well, but it should only take about, 5 minutes?
It's
a science now. And, of course, those... explosives, they go off in a way, through artificial intelligence or something. They can figure out which one should blow up at when, so it will drop down rather than spreading out all blow over up. The place. Yeah, yeah. If they're going to implode City Hall, why don't they just implode the landing as well? And do the whole thing.
We have some small business owners over there that we're
But we need to do something about the landing. Come on now. That could be a major. Let's put a Ferris wheel down there.
There you go.
Yeah, so we can
in a slide, so we can slide some of these people right on out of
out into the St. John's River, huh?
You are.
We have a caller on there.
Yes, thank you. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Terry B. Jones of CJ and TJ Insurance Agency. We are a family helping families have financial success as you create a budget, become debt-free, get properly insured, and have several streams of income during retirement.
Wow.
We're located at 5785 Wilson Boulevard, suite number 1, and our number is 904-619-5686. 904-619-5686.
Okay, 904-619-5686.
So for those of us who've lost money in the stock market, it continues to go down. I'm sure you have some thoughts as to where to run with what little money you have, if you have any, right?
That's correct.
And you have to call her.
Yes, we have products. We have insurance products, because when 2008 hit the fan and everybody lost money, and different products that were tied to the market, basically their products. Insurance products that you can actually put your money in and fund, and so that if there is another situation, your money doesn't lose, it just kind of stays where it is until all the dust settles.
Okay, and you don't get the kind of investment, the return, as you would normally do when the stock market is really going. But you, I don't know how to time the market, so I don't do that. So, but that's for all those other.
The stock market is not for the faint at heart. Okay.
Yeah, we're not tied to the stock market, though.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the stock market is not for the faint at heart, and I don't know about the insurance either. But thank you for calling and keep calling and listening we appreciate your calling in and letting the audience know about what the services that you offer.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Terry.
And I'm still waiting on you to give me a call for your listening
show. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We will.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Never stop selling.
That's right. All right, 296-2251, if you want to give us a call and let us know about your small business or any products and services that you may have. We over at Harvest Intervention Services, we are hiring. We're hiring early childhood educators, those who have degrees, at least a bachelor's degree in psychology or social work. You can visit our website at harvestinterventions.com. We also provide services to young children ages birth to eight. And we're accepting enrollment for VPK specialized services if the child has a current individualized education plan. And we are also providing psychological testing. So if you have an idea or think that there could be a diagnosis that's going on with your child right now, and you just want to confirm that or rule it out, you can give us a call at 595-6516. That's 595-6516. All right.
So what are you testing for?
ADHD, autism, learning disabilities, behavioral disorders.
Oh, okay.
So you can't prescribe drugs, can you?
No. No, I'm not going to get into the drug industry.
A psychiatrist.
But a psychiatrist can prescribe medication, but we can diagnose and confirm a diagnosis that could be prescribed medication, but that would have to be prescribed by a psychiatrist.
A Valium maybe, to kind of relax.
I don't think they give children Valium. I'm not sure. Don't get me caught. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what doctors prescribe for some of those disorders, but what does Valium do? Is that does it calm you? Or?
Well, it relaxes me. I don't know what it does for everybody else.
Oh my goodness! Okay. Also, if you are a donut fan like Dr. Danford is, I'm sorry. It's not your shop, though. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, look. We go from cannabis to donuts.
Yeah, look.
He has his bag. But Krispy Kreme for the next couple weeks through the 27th. I know that's not your donut shop.
No, that's too gummy.
But you can't resist the hot donuts. They have a buy one, get one free through the 27th of this month. So Krispy Kreme donuts.
Is that for the furlough and the laid off?
No, this is for everybody. This is just for anybody.
Right. Are they putting hemp in any of these donuts?
Oh goodness! They are on the road today.
What would you call a donut with hemp? Would you call it a hemp donut?
No, a hemp nut.
All right, moving right along.
Oh gosh, put them next to the gummies and the cookies, huh? And
So look, we're looking forward to being in the studio next week. We're gonna have a lot more to talk about and discuss.
Wait a minute! Because you're coming back, we're gonna have more to talk about, right?
Wait, what are you trying to say? What is he trying to say, Doug?
We're gonna have a lot more to discuss. And that's a promise. And also, make sure you guys mark in your calendars February 7th, first Thursday, Jacksonville.
Yes.
Looking forward to a great meeting there and at the Jacksonville Urban League at 5:30 p.m. on February 7th, first Thursday of February.
Yes.
And it's our really first kickoff of the year. We don't hold meetings in January, especially at when the first Thursday falls on the first week in January when everybody's away on their continuing extended holiday vacation.
Yes. So we're looking forward to our meeting in February.
And we're also accepting applications for loans, for small business loans.
Okay. So the Jacksonville Urban League, accepting loans.
Applicants.
For that working capital.
Oh, right.
I'm back just in time.
Yes.
And you're still enrolling for the entrepreneur program as well, correct? Mm-hmm. The mentorship through the Jacksonville Urban League. Great program. All right, so we encourage you to reach out to the Jacksonville Urban League. They have some wonderful resources over there to assist you in the community. All right, so this is our time, Larry.
This is the witching hour.
Yeah, right. We thank our listeners for tuning in this morning.